I'm tiny but strong, hear me sing my song. I'm bold, I'm brave, you can count on me. Just wait, you will see, my people I'll save. That was Dvolip. Did you hear him? They say if you stand right here under the trees where he sang and he played, that you can still hear him singing that song. Dvolip was a hero in our kingdom, and when I grow up, I want to be just like him. My father remembers when they found Dvolip. You see, it was back in the old days. Why, then, our kingdom was separated from the kingdom next door by just one river. They called that the Kingdom of the Gedolim, the big ones. They say the men over there stood taller than five trees and wider than three rivers. They say that that kingdom was going around taking over all the smaller kingdoms, and ours was the smallest of all. But no one had ever really seen them, and they'd never bothered us, so no one was sure. Nonetheless, the kids weren't allowed to play down near the bend in the river. It just wasn't considered safe. Kids had to play up near the creeks. Now my father and his friends, they had built a hideout down near the river, right near the bend behind the eucalyptus trees. Why, when the sun shone on those eucalyptus leaves, you couldn't see anything behind those trees. My father and his friends, they would take their fishing poles and say, "We're just going fishing down by the creek," and then they'd run to their hideout. Well, one day, they had a big surprise. They went down to the hideout, and it was smashed to smithereens. Why, where their hideout had been, there was now just one enormous footprint. Why, it was true. There were Gedolim over there, and they had come over to our side. Well, my father and his friends ran back to the village to tell their families. When they got there, everyone was standing at the edge of the forest in a circle, looking down around something. My father tried to talk to his father. "Papa, Papa, I have something to tell you." "Not now, son. Can't you see something important is going on?" Well, he looked in between all those people, and there in the middle, there was this young boy lying on the ground. Well, he'd been hurt badly. He was about 7 years old, and he couldn't even move. The people stood and just stared at him. Every now and then, his eyes would flutter open, and he had the biggest, roundest, brownest eyes that anyone had ever seen. Why, they were so big and so round that they filled up the whole space where the white usually is. Well, the boy couldn't even be moved, so they made a little bed of leaves and grass around him to make him comfortable. And you know the people of my kingdom. They sat by him and took turns bringing him food. They would feed him spoonful by spoonful little bits of soup. They sat beside him and told him stories, sang him songs. But he had to lie still there for a long time. Well, after a while, he could open his eyes a little more, and it was somewhat boring lying there all the time. So he would make up some games. You know that game where you look at the clouds passing by overhead, and you pretend they're different animals? Like, there goes an alligator, there goes an elephant. Well, one day, he was playing that game when a beautiful green leaf just began to float down from the tree up above. Well, Dvolip gathered up all his energy into those big brown eyes of his, and he stared at that leaf until, poof, it went up in flames. Ooh, he didn't know he could do that.
he began to practice that. He would practice on leaves and sticks, and why, he got so good that pretty soon, with those eyes of his, he could bore a hole in a tree stump 30 yards away. But he never told anyone about that. He kept that his secret. In time, Dvolup was able to sit up, and soon he could stand, and before the summer was over, he was able to play with the other children. Oh, he had long fingers, and he'd made a beautiful harp. He loved to play that. He would go out into the woods and play that beautiful harp and sing songs, and all the other children would follow along behind him. I'm tiny but strong, hear me sing my song. I'm bold, I'm brave. You can count on me, just wait, you will see. My people I'll save. It was one day in the late spring when all the wildflowers were in bloom that the king from the kingdom of the Gdolim came into the clearing between our two kingdoms. He roared, "I want to see your king." Well, our king went out to meet him. "Listen, tomorrow, at 5 a.m., when the sun comes over the horizon, my armies are coming here to take your kingdom. Now, there is one thing you can do to save yourselves. I'll send out my biggest, bravest warrior, and you send out your strongest warrior, and they can do battle first. If your soldier wins, why, we'll just turn around and go back home. If your soldier wins." And he turned and rode back into the forests of the kingdom of the Gdolim. Our king didn't know what to do. He came back to tell the people. He was wringing his hands, tearing at his hair. And all night long they argued about who they should send. Dvolup stepped forward, and he said, "I can do it." "You? Why, Dvolup, you're so little and fragile. Dvolup, you've been so sick. And we love you so much. We can't send you to what's sure to be certain death." But Dvolup just put his hands on his hips and said once more, "I can do it." Well, soon the sun was starting to come up and someone had to be sent. And so they sent Dvolup. Out from the forests of the Gdolim stepped the giant warrior. Why, it was true. He stood taller than 5 trees and wider than 3 rivers, and in his hand he brandished a sword that just gleamed in the morning sun. And from our side out stepped Dvolup, and there was no sword in the hand of Dvolup. When the warrior saw who had been sent, he became furious. "What? This is who they send to fight me, a mighty warrior?" And with that, he brought his sword down across the meadow, neatly trimming off the tops of every wildflower in its path. He raised his sword again and moved toward Dvolup. But Dvolup didn't move. He just gathered all his energy into those powerful eyes and stared at the heart of the giant. Everyone held their breath as they watched the giant sword slowly descend until it fell from his hand. And then his hands clutched at his heart, his knees buckled, and soon he lay dead upon the ground. Well, a roar went up from the people in our kingdom. They raced out and placed Dvolup on their shoulders, dancing and singing all about. The enemy turned and, with their heads bent, rode back to their own land. our people danced all day and all night around the campfires, singing songs. I'm tiny but strong, hear me sing my song. I'm bold, I'm brave, you could count on me. I did set you free, my people, I say.